producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here every week to go through some of the things that many of you as family farmers are going through, problems that have been solved or need solving. We're into the solutions business here. I'm a dairy farmer. Have a farm in Framingham, Massachusetts, been around cows all my life. I have a great deal of expertise in this area and a great deal of passion and love. That's why I decided to do this program I think we're in the third year of doing this. And in a way, bringing you around if you're a farmer, small family farmer, medium-sized farmer, if you have an ag business that's run by your family, this is for you. If you're a locavore, this is for you. And to bring us into the next chapter of people to be helped and people to be heard, Tom Spaulding, who's the executive director of the Angelic Organic Organization, which has a great website, learngrowconnect.org or angelicorganics.com. Tom, we're happy to have you here on the American Family Farmer. Tell us about you. You're the executive director of Angelic Organics. What a great name, by the way. That's a Angelic Organic. Who came up with that?
Well, actually, I'm executive director of Angelic Organics Learning Center, which is our not-for-profit arm. And then there's Angelic Organics Farm, which is our for-profit farm.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're combined together into something we call Angelic Organics Association, and I'm president of the association.
All right. So let's have some background as to what it is, what you're doing with all of these entities.
Yep. And Angelic Organics, the name came out of the farm itself, and it was started by a third-generation family farmer who grew up on this property. He was born on this property, where it's about a 200-acre, currently about a 200-acre operation.
What happens on the farm?
John Peterson, he's a third-generation family farmer who went down in the 80s. It got bigger and bigger and bigger up into the 80s, and then he crashed during the during the downturn, the shakeout in the 80s that was so severe. But they were doing dairy, they were doing hogs, they were doing grains, pretty diversified like most farms were at that time. And then just completely crashed, and he lost everything except 22 acres. Mm. Back in the 80s, auctioned off everything, and didn't think he'd farm again, and then started up again on 6 acres doing it organically. He was a chemical, conventional farmer, first in the county, I think, to use any of the Roundup products, and mm-hmm. the first in the county, I think, one of the early innovators with atrazine, all this stuff.
I bet they don't use that stuff anymore.
Oh, God. Oh, not here. No, not anymore. It's a certified organic.
Right.
And John became very inspired by biodynamics, by the work of Rudolf Steiner. He was really inspired by the first, innovators in biodynamics, and really just changed over and said, okay, I'm gonna start a farming game. I'm going to do it totally different. So he switched to vegetables mm-hmm. on his remaining 6 tillable acres and started in 1990 as a certified organic farm and selling in wholesale into groceries and into restaurants.
Really?
And then 1993, a family called him from Chicago and said, have you ever heard of community-supported agriculture? Would you grow for us? Mm-hmm. And at first he wasn't really interested. But community-supported agriculture did grow out of the biodynamic community. It really was pioneered by biodynamic farms. Really, who are looking at their farms as a living organism, not only the physical organism, but the social organism of reaching out and connecting with the eaters and the people in your community and having farms be more interwoven into the culture.
Well, this is what's going on now. This is coming back. That whole philosophy is coming back, don't you think, circling around?
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's where it took off. He decided in 1993 to start a CSA farm, a community supported ag farm, and it's grown to be one. It's grown over the years. It just took off, and it got bigger, and it was the first in northern Illinois, and now it's probably 2,200 families that are members of this farm. It was 30 that first year in 1993. Was 30 or 40 families that joined, and within a few years, he had kind of shaved off the wholesale accounts and just went all CSA. And so it's grown. It's 60 acres of vegetables in rotations, and still certified organic, and delivered all around the Chicagoland area, Rockford, and some people pick up on the farm. Mm-hmm. And my wife and I joined as CSA members in that first year, and I got. This has been an area that I've been interested in for a long time. My first jobs as a young person were on farms out in California, but I was just fascinated with this CSA as an emerging form of sustainable business and culture. So my wife and I left Chicago and came out to the farm in 1999 to start the nonprofit arm, to do the farmer training and to do the educational work with Eaters. Mm-hmm. And we now serve about 5,000 people a year.
Cool.
At the main farm, and then also we have urban training farms, and one in Rockford in the middle of the Rockford Housing Authority in a housing complex, which is about a half acre of production. And then we have a urban training farm and farmer incubator that we're developing. We're going to have our first farmer on the land. That's about two-thirds of an acre in Inglewood neighborhood of Chicago, which is, mm-hmm. you know, one of the areas that, you know, people call, you know, food deserts or...
Wow, this whole business of urban growing, of urban gardens, of urban farms is taking hold because the land isn't around. The government's taking over all the land, thus the focus on these guys in Oregon who may not have made the point the right way, but they made a point. We are the supply of available land to use. I ran into this on my farm. I was trying to deal with the U.S. wildlife people. They don't want to hear about farmers needing land. And there are more and more attitudes like that in the government. And so it becomes an issue because we're not able to grow as much food as we used to because we don't have as much land. And so one of the ways of getting around it for the local boards anyway is to have these urban gardens. You go to New York City, you know, most of the older buildings have those big wooden tanks on them. You've seen those in New York, haven't you? Maybe some other cities, but New York is where I see it. When I go in an office building, you look out the 20th floor, and the building next door has a big old wooden, huge, I'm sounding like Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump, huge. We have these big old wooden tubs that were used to supply the water. I think they still do pump the water into them. And it's from that time. But anyway, let's pause for a moment here, and then we have to continue. Tom Spaulding, happy to have him here. Founding Executive Director of Angelic Organics Learning Center. We got to find out what the Learning Center is doing. I want to compare that to what I was teaching on my farm in just a matter of moments. This is the American Family Farmer.
For over 75 years, Geico's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call Geico. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Tax season is here. Many of us are wondering how we can maximize our tax refund and get it faster. Jackson Hewitt, CEO David Prokupek, shares a few tips on how to make the most of your tax refund this year.
At Jackson Hewitt, we're serving hardworking Americans, making tax season less taxing. And this year, you can have your federal refund loaded onto an American Express Serve account. When you do, you can get your refund up to 2 days faster than an IRS direct deposit. We're going to let folks pop into Walmart and pick up the refund for under 10 bucks. It's really a great deal, one of the ways to maximize your refund this year at Jackson Hewitt.
Are there any other benefits for getting refunds on the card?
This American Express Serve card helps you avoid high check cashing fees. You also get $50 on American Express Serve card the same day you complete your taxes with us. It's our way of saying thank you. But the best way to get the biggest refund, for which most Americans is the biggest paycheck of the year, is to talk to a tax professional and make sure you get it right.
For more information, Visit JacksonHewitt.com.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray woodlook tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18-month special financing. The best flooring deals end Tuesday, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Continuing on now, Doug Steffen with Tom Spalding from the Angelic Organics Organization, Angelic Organic Learning Center, learngrowconnect.org. He's involved in training and supporting farmers, not only to teach people how to grow food, but teach people about where food comes from. I mentioned briefly a few moments ago, one of the things I prided myself with on my farm is to teach children they can have they can have an openness to animals. So I have, in my dairy barn, I put this whole sort of classroom on the wall. We bring in kids from all over the place, and we teach them how the cows are milked. They have FaceTime with a cow. And then up and down the corridor, all kinds of things. How's the cow's body work? Where does the milk come from? How's it produced? You know, that's so, is that the kind of stuff that you would teach in the learning center there?
Somewhat, I guess, yes, to some degree, but our programming, I think, is based on experiential education, I would say, is probably a way of framing it, saying we really want people to get in and do some work.
Right, get into the dirt.
So get their hands in the dirt and get and grow something. You know, we're really about creating a sustainable local food and farm system. And so we, whether we're standing in the middle of the Inglewood neighborhood or in the middle of the Rockford Housing Authority, or whether we're out on a rural patch of land where our main farm is, we're looking at it the same way, that we want people to, both eaters and farmers, to work together to regenerate agriculture, because the system is broken right now.
It's very broken. Thick.
It's ruining the land. It's ruining our communities.
Yep.
And so we need to rebuild it from the ground up, and that's going to be farmers and eaters getting together and saying, how can we make this work? And that's what a CSA does, and that's what a lot of this direct marketing does, allows farmers and eaters to start working together. And when we have people out on the farm in our on-farm education program, we talk about, we do programming that we want people to use their head, to use their heart, and to use their hands while they're on the farm. So we're really digging into the food system in an experiential way. So people are getting out and working with the goats, learning to milk a goat, helping rotate the cows, going out into the field of vegetables, maybe doing some weeding, maybe they do a little hoeing, maybe they help harvest. They might harvest something out and bring it off to some picnic tables, and maybe they'll, you know, sample some things. There's discussions around soil. We'll march people in out into our fields. We'll dig up a bucket of soil. We'll walk into our neighbor's conventionally raised corn and soybean field, and we'll dig up some soil, and we'll compare those soils. We'll say, look for life.
All right, let's pick up there in a matter of moments. What that kind of farming does to save the soil versus what's going on the big corporate farms that's eating up the value of the soil. We have Tom Spalding here with us on the American Family Farmer.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Fight Premature Birth and Birth Defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
23 and change past the hour now. The American Family Farmer on the air for this weekend. I'm Doug Steffen. Thanks to all the stations. We just got a dozen more stations in Mississippi to carry this program. A lot of interest in the locavore movement, a lot of interest in the local farm movement, a lot of interest around the country in trying to keep the family farms on par. The government is certainly making it difficult, especially under this administration with the EPA rules and with the new this thing that came out of the USDA, trying to protect the sources of food. The way the whole thing has been crafted is nonsense, and most people who are on small family farms are not only annoyed but trying to figure out how they can even survive. So, and one of the things that we are, this is very direct. I find myself dealing with this all the time on my farm. I normally till maybe 100 acres a year and redo grasses and hay fields, and I plant some corn as well. And I've stayed away from Monsanto and Dow-based corn for years. I have a source of open-pollinated seed in Pennsylvania and Ohio and Illinois, and that's what I use. But we've got all of these, as you just pointed out, we've got these huge farms that are using the fields for either beans and or corn. They don't till them. And the stuff they're putting on the soil may help the products grow, but it doesn't help replenish the soil. And most people who are not on the farm, and even some smart farmers, know they're doing harm to the soil, but they still keep it. They keep doing it the way they're doing it because it makes them more money than if they did it the responsible way. Do you agree with that statement?
I think that's true, but I also want to say that I think a lot of people that are in the conventional farming sector here in around us, who are primarily growing corn and soybeans, a lot of them don't make much money. You know, I mean, they're only making money because they're getting a subsidy.
Right. Well, that's true. The government screws. The government's gotten involved in all of it and screwed all that stuff up too. Yes, you're right.
And I would probably point the finger more at the kind of consolidation of the economy in greater, you know, in fewer and fewer hands. There's no way for the farmer to come forth to the marketplace and say, here's how much it costs to produce. I would like a price that covers that plus a little bit to live on. This, you know, these are all oligarchic markets now. They're so consolidated, whether you look at banking or you look at agriculture and you look at, you know, beef or corn or whatever. There's a few companies who dominate, and I think they're the ones who end up manipulating the government into whatever it does. But, you know, I think that even if you're a conventional farmer in that system, it's really hard to make a living anymore. And you only can, the only way you survive is to keep getting bigger. So you got to look at your neighbor's land as something you want to take on so you can keep growing, so you can get volume, so you can actually make enough money to survive. And a few people who've transitioned out of the conventional farming sector into doing organics or doing something that's more direct marketed. But this is a movement that's growing, and we're happy to say that we've helped spark some of that. And we've always called it coopetition. You know, we can't just focus on our own farm only. It's got to be helping build the wider food system as we go, as we grow. Let's help others to get in here because there's so many people that need to be served. Who need to eat and eat good foods, and there's so much land that needs to be tilled by farmers who want to do the right thing. So
we have a lot of land. If you go through the state of New York, which has become extraordinarily unfriendly to just human life in general, it's such a crazy state controlled by people who don't have a clue. I mean, hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of acres not being used in New York state and other states around the country as well. And what you just said deserves a comment. I'm going to come back in a matter of moments with you, Tom, and give you my own view on what's happening with the acreage and what it's interesting to see what the Russians have decided to do about getting corn and soybeans from us. As we continue now, the focus is on the Angelic Organic Learning Center in Rockford, Illinois, here on this week's American Family Farm.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thirty-three after the hour, the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. This week, a look into what's going on in a particular area of our country where farmers are being trained, taught how to farm, and how that's expanding the number of opportunities for people not only to get into the business if they can find the land, but also for people in the locavore movement who have CSAs or who want to get food from a place where they can go, either pick it, they can watch it being picked, they know where it's coming from. That's what people want. And so Tom Spaulding, who is the executive director of Angelic Organics Learning Center in Rockford, Illinois, and near the Wisconsin border, a great agricultural area. They have a farm where they're doing a lot of work. They're teaching people how to have farming experiences on not much land. I maintain in my speaking engagements, Tom, and I say it on my radio program, my weekday radio program that I do called The Good Day Show. People know that I'm a farmer and I'm always talking about this. The way things are going now, with the government screwing over the family farm, the small farmers screwing up agriculture to a fairly well, like they pretty much do with everything else. If we aren't smart and don't figure this out, maybe this is part of the revolution that's going on. I sense with the Trump and Sanders phenomenon that there is just the largest group and the youngest of us are fed up with the way things are going. And they realize if we don't put a curb on government interference in and big ag interference in how the family farmer works, we're not going to, never mind be the breadbasket of the world, we're not going to be able to feed ourselves in 40 or 50 years. For a lot of the reasons that we're talking about here, and I'm sure that you get into that in the philosophy of what you're doing here to teach people to use the land better, but we have pockets, as I was mentioning before, of land that's not being used because the government makes it impossible. I mean, the dairy industry in this country now is a joke, unless you got 5,000 cows, and the quality of the milk that comes from those places is worse than awful. And so, you know, we're wanting to get people to, I used to sell raw milk and cheeses and things on my farm, and people loved it. They came from literally 50, 60, 70 miles away, 2-3 times a week, to get the milk. That's telling you something, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. And we have the same situation here where people drive long distances to find good, healthy food that they know is coming off of a farm that they can trust.
Right.
That's not a biohazard.
Right.
That, that people are worried about their own health, they're worried about their kids' health, and they're worried about the health of the land and the health of their communities, and they turn to directly to local farms, that someone they feel like they can trust, that you have a relationship with. It's not
right.
Just a nameless brand in the supermarket that they don't know where it comes from or who's handling it or what country it comes from or what conditions it's produced under and what the labor conditions are or the people that produce it. And there's so many questions people have and they're concerned about, but a lot of it starts with people's health that's driving people, because people are sick. I mean, 80%, 75-80% of what we're sick with, it's food related, whether you're looking at diabetes epidemic or the heart attacks, strokes, cancers. A lot of these things are attributable just to the really poor substandard diet that we now have, processed foods and things that are coming out of the industrial food system.
The release this week of a study as to why Americans are no longer gaining in terms of age. We've sort of capped the average life.
Dropping.
Right. It started even going backwards because of three things: guns, cars, and food. Those are the things that are the reason in this study, and there were like 24,000 people studied. It's not like it was 15 people they looked at. So we're focusing here on the food system, and I don't, we keep letting the government pull these things off. All you got to do is look at how much money the campaigns are getting for all these congressmen and senators from Dow, Monsanto. I mean, for God's sakes, at the FDA, it's like a swinging door to Monsanto and Dow. They send all their people over there. They get all the things changed so that they serve their interests. And then there's people that go to work in the government. They come back to work at these companies. If you look at the board of directors of some of the huge agribusinesses and then look at the big, huge drug companies, gee, what a surprise. You'll see a lot of the same names. Duh. I mean, what conclusion can you draw? And they keep changing the rules so that these people that we're talking about that want to be served are being told they can't have this food anymore. And, I mean, for God's sakes, if you look at the Russians this week, what is your read on Pukin Putin saying, we're not going to take American grains, no more soybeans, no more corn? Much of it has to do with GMO. I think there are a couple of other political things in there, too. But what do you make of that?
Well, I think that that's already happening around the world. I mean, most of the European, I think the European community, for the most part, people have rejected.
Outlawed it. GMO. They're outlawing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I think there's good reason for that. And I think this is part of the reason why I got really interested in the CSA model as an economic and social model, is because it allows for local control and local relationships and local economic development, more jobs locally, better food, better taking care of the land, better health, and we can kind of step out of the relationships that divide us as an eater and a farmer, because most people have seven middle people between them and the farmer.
Yeah, there's all kinds of the wholesalers.
Those are all the people you were just talking about. And in all those agribusiness companies or large food system, I mean, this is all so consolidated and so powerful, and a lot of that money goes into the pockets of people running for office. And so, of course, government gets tilted in the direction of those interests instead of in the interests of the eaters and the farmers. And, all that stuff works together. But the degree that we can take our power back by having direct relationships and building these kinds of farms, I think, is a great thing. And that's what we've been doing here locally. We've got to now, we were the only farm of this sort 30 years ago, and now we've got 85 farms in our local alliance of sustainable ag farms. They're organics, biodynamic, they're permaculture. They average probably 15 to 20 acres in size. Some of them are much bigger. We've got grass-fed dairies. We've got people doing grass-fed animals. We've got a lot of vegetable production. Some of them are CSA. Some of them do farmers markets. Some of them are UPIC. But it's, it's a robust group of farms that are growing and expanding around the region and building a local food system. And there's tremendous challenges in it because, as you say, there's also pushback from these larger interests, and there's a lot of greenwashing going on. So some of these big food industrial companies are starting to really do a lot of greenwashing and trying to peel off some of the people that are been looking for healthy food and or a relationship with a local farmer, and they get sold a bag of goods.
But they have a bill of goods, right. And by the way, I may mention this. This needs to be inserted again in the conversation. The new food safety rules that have come down, which are not in operation in effect yet, but the rulemaking has been done. And a lot of the National Farmers Union got onto this, and a lot of farm groups that represent the family farmer and the small farmers, to basically tell the government, if you put these in, you're going to put everybody in the category of what you and I are talking about here out of business, because they're expensive and, frankly, they're unnecessary. The food problems that we have in this country don't come from the family farmer. Listeria, salmonella, E. coli, that comes from the last one a couple of weeks ago was Dole salad that was washed who knows how and where. And, that's the kind of stuff. And it doesn't, but those are the people they have to go after, but they don't. They go after you and me. All right, hold on a second. We're having a conversation with Tom Spaulding, founding director of Angelic Organics Learning Center. What a great inspiration this is. Hopefully more of these sort of learning centers will take place around the country. We'll continue on the American Family Farmer.
GEICO applauds your inner road champion.
A solid bump from GEICO's fist to yours goes out to the little rebel that lives within. The one who made you daydream as a kid about owning a chopper, chroming it out, and chewing on toothpicks. Just to look tough. For you, champ, GEICO insures motorcycles with great rates. And to further fuel your engine, you can access your policy anytime, day or night, through the GEICO mobile app. Because GEICO knows that even make-believe renegades need help from time to time.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Tax season is here. Many of us are wondering how we can maximize our tax refund and get it faster. Jackson Hewitt CEO David Prokupek shares a few tips on how to make the most of your tax refund this year.
At Jackson Hewitt, we're serving hardworking Americans, making tax season less taxing. And this year, you can have your federal refund loaded onto an American Express Serve account. When you do, you can get your refund up to 2 days faster than an IRS direct deposit. We're going to let folks pop into Walmart and pick up the refund for under 10 bucks. It's really a great deal, one of the ways to maximize your refund this year at Jackson Hewitt.
Are there any other benefits for getting refunds on the card?
This American Express Serve card helps you avoid high check cashing fees. You also get $50 on American Express Serve card the same day you complete your taxes with us. It's our way of saying thank you. But the best way to get the biggest refund, for which most Americans is the biggest paycheck of the year, is to talk to a tax professional and make sure you get it right.
For more information, visit JacksonHewitt.com.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidator's Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray wood look tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18 months special financing. The best flooring deals end Tuesday, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
For over 75 years, GEICO's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call GEICO. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to Diabetic11.com for your free video. That's Diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to Diabetic11.com now.
Tom Spaulding is here, Executive Director of Angelic Organics Learning Center, in Rockford, Illinois. I'm Doug Steffen. Check out the website for angelicorganics.com, which is the commercial farm. The 501c3, the teaching organization, is learngrowconnect.org. Anybody confronting these problems that we're talking about ought to go to those websites. Or people who are looking for training, you're looking to support what is something that maybe is in your family, or you're dying to get into this. This is the way of doing it. You had a comment on what I was just saying regarding the food safety initiative, so-called food safety initiative.
Well, I do think it's going to be real. There is some exemptions for smaller farms in it now on some level, but I think you're right in general that I think it really is designed. It ought to be really for big industry rather than for the small farm and for family farmers, and it's going to create some real problems for smaller farms to comply, and some people may just say that's too much and I'm going to get out of the business. So.
Right.
It, you know, it's part of the pushback from, I think, large centralized power and money that pushes back on these smaller, more democratic and grassroots initiatives. And but I did want to mention that in your comment that, you know, this kind of thing should be growing around the country. It is growing around the country, and there are alliances of farmers who are working on training the next generation of growers that can work with EATERS. And I just want to give a plug to, you know, the Collaborative Regional Alliance for Farmer Training, which we call CRAFT. It's a grassroots farmer alliance. We were the second of this kind in the country, you know, 25, 30 years ago. And now there's about 25 farmer alliances like this all around the United States and Canada who are farmer-to-farmer working together, training the next generation of organic and biodynamic and other sustainable ag farmers. And you can go to craftfarmer.org, and there's a list of all those farmer alliances all around the country. And if someone that's listening and wants to get into this, or maybe wants to transition to this kind of farming, or someone who wants to, you know, a young person who wants to get into this kind of farming, get trained, there are farmers who are willing to do that, and you can find it at craftfarmer.org. And The other alliance that we're part of is called the Farm Beginnings Collaborative, and that's 10 farmer alliances around the country that offer a year-long program called Farm Beginnings. Started in Minnesota, and now it's in 13 states, and that's at farmbeginnings.org. And that's a year-long program where you're coached and mentored by experienced sustainable ag farmers to help you build your strategic business plan and launch your business. And so that's another great resource. And then here locally in the Chicago Food Shed, as we might call it, we've got 8 farmer alliances, farmer-led training, working together, and we're going to launch a website this coming spring called rootstofarm.org, and that's going to have the resources of all these 8 farmer alliances together in one place so that beginning farmers in the region that want to get into this work can find the support they need from other farmers. Because the best way to learn how to farm is to go to another farmer. It's not,
yep.
You know, I mean,
right.
they can get a 4-year college degree and come out and don't know a thing about farming.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you talk to farmers and say, where'd you learn to farm? It's 90% of the time it's from another farmer.
I grew up on it. I learned everything I know about cows. Making hay, growing corn. I learned it all by working on the farm where I spent most of my time as a youngster. And so this is what's so practical and so good about this. I'm very enthused to hear the breadth and width of where you're going. Tom, if you'll hold on for a second, I want to spend a few more minutes with you before we run out of time. This is a very exciting overview of how to build local food systems, get yourself trained, and how you can market. That's what this is all about. So Tom Spalding, Executive Director of Angelic Organics, the learning center that's in Rockford. A lot of groups in around the country and around the world are learning about how to do this. This is the only way we, and this is a bold statement, but I think it's true, the only way that we as a race, the human race, cannot sustain itself on the kind of food that's being grown on the big corporate farms.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Back to our last bit of the conversation here this week, aimed at encouraging people to start a farm, to learn how to farm, to be farmers. Tom Spalding, Executive Director of Angelic Organics, Learning Center. This is an inspiration. I'm sort of taken back a little bit by the report this week, or last week, I can't remember when it was, that the USDA had revoked the grass-fed label standard, which was a sort of a bellwether of sustainable agriculture. All these coalitions have been working hard for this, and you see the power of the big, I mean, Monsanto spent $14 million in California 2 years ago to kill Initiative 38, which was food labeling. They said the farmers didn't want to do it. Blowing the farmers didn't want to do it. The farmers want to do it because they want to be able to describe and tell you what's good about their food. Where is it, you know, where do the cows come from? They're, you know, the cool rules and regulations are just getting tromped on. The American consumer is being unbelievably abused by these things, and you see it, and they, you know, it's so obvious what's going on, Tom, and especially in a group of people that are supposedly so interested in the health and well-being of the country. I mean, they're just phony, faker BSers. Oy.
Yeah. Well, I'm a real believer in that your dollars you have in your pocket, if you make, you know, $200,000 a year, you make $5,000 a year, because we work with everybody in our programming.
Mm-hmm.
At that, you know, levels of income. But every dollar you have in your pocket that you walk out the door with and you hand to someone else is your spiritual energy. That's your life energy.
Mm-hmm.
And you're voting every day when you go. If you're
going to
walk in,
yep.
Exactly. And if you're going to go down this down and use your money and go for what's convenient versus seek out, you know, the farmer's market, or seek out a farmer who you know in your area is growing with the kind of production that's going to take care of the earth and take care of the people who work it, you know, or and it's going to grow something healthy for you. I mean, it's going to be a little less convenient, but that's, I mean, it's not an age of convenience. I mean, it is an age of convenience because that's what we're being told we should do.
Yeah, right.
But we're in an era when we're looking at the kind of ecological destruction the kind of social destruction, the kind of economic destruction on a worldwide basis. I mean, we've got, I worked internationally for 15 years before I came here. I was working on economic and social development issues, and I was very active in that first UN conference back in 1992, the Rio Earth Summit. Mm-hmm. And everything that was predicted to happen is happening,
yep.
And it's getting worse,
yep.
Faster.
Yep.
My son bans birds here in northern Illinois in the second largest bird banding station in the country. And 40 years ago, from 40 years ago to today, they're banding 80% less migratory birds because they're disappearing.
Yep.
80% less.
Mm-hmm.
That in 40 years. And if you look at the amount of, just the varieties of vegetables we've lost in the last 50 to 100 years, it's 97% of our vegetable varieties are gone. If you look at, you can just go across the board. These are big, not even to get to climate change. I mean, look at our climate's changing. It's just changing the growing zones all move north. The USDA changed the growing zones because the climate is warming. But anyway, even if you look at all of these other factors, this is not a time for us to just say it's time for convenience. It's time to get serious, folks. It's time to say let's build our local food economy so that it takes care of the earth, that takes care of our families, that takes care of our local economic development, and it really builds community again. It's agriculture, culture for a reason. It's not just agribusiness. It's about our culture. I mean, human culture is based on the land, and if we can't survive on the land, nothing else will ever survive. And
we've
got to figure out how to do it, and we got to work together to do it.
Yeah. Last year, sales of local foods in our country reached almost $12 billion, and that number is doubling almost every year because people are getting in on this. They're understanding what I'm saying here, what you're saying as a farmer, a family farmer, what Tom Spaulding is saying. So let's not let this is something worth fighting for, but you got to be focused and you have to be knowledgeable. It's all about education. Tom, my pleasure having you here. Thank you. Best of luck. Tom Spaulding from Angelic Organics at angelicorganics.com, and learngrowconnect.org is how you get into the Learning Center. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.